Abel, the Secretary of State for Business. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning. 21 minutes to 8.
Now, much of the world appears united this morning in condemnation of Israel's attack on the aid convoy attempting to break the Gaza blockade. As we've been hearing in the news, the UN Security Council has agreed a statement condemning the loss of life during the assault, and it's called for an immediate and impartial inquiry. So what's been the reaction to these events within the Jewish community here in Scotland? Ephraim Borowski is the Director of the Scottish Council of Jewish Communities. Good morning to you. A lot of anger aimed at Israel this morning, international anger. How are people you've been speaking to reacting to events?
Well, good morning, David. First of all, I think the important thing is to say that people do obviously regret the loss of life, but they regret the loss of life from both sides and always have. And very often the comment on this is one-sided, a knee-jerk reaction. And it was very interesting, in fact, that the condemnation came before the demand for an inquiry into what had actually happened. So I think that's one thing to say. A second is that it is clearly not my role in any sense to speak for Israel or the Israeli government. I am the director of an organisation that represents Jews in Scotland, not Israelis. So that's yet another distinction that needs to be very clearly made before I can even begin to try to answer your question. To get to your question, opinion in Scotland amongst the Jewish community is undoubtedly extremely diverse. It always is and it always has been. And it may be, of course, that the vast majority have got at least friends, if not family, in Israel. And they're worried about them in the same way as Irish Scots are worried about what goes on in Ireland, or Italian Scots are worried about what goes on in Italy.
And do you hear criticism from Jews here in Scotland of what the Israeli government might have done in relation to that to that blockade?
Of course one hears criticism, but one also hears support. And it was very interesting yesterday that there were knee-jerk reactions on both sides. And frankly, I don't think that knee-jerk reactions of any kind take matters any further forward. The situation is incredibly regrettable, but it's a situation that, as we all know, has been going on for an extremely long time. And what concerns me much more, and I have to say concerns a very large number of people in the Jewish community more, is the reaction, the backlash that always occurs here whenever there is any outbreak of violence in the Middle East, which may or may not have anything to do with Israel and the Palestinians. But whenever there is any outbreak of violence in the Middle East, anywhere whatsoever, there is an upsurge in anti-Semitic incidents in Scotland.
How does that show itself? Break it down for us.
In all sorts of ways. I mean, for example, at the beginning of last year, there were graffiti in a Jewish cemetery in Glasgow that read, and this is in quotation marks, SNP/Hamas/kill the Jews. Now, there's no way in which, of course, the real SNP can be blamed for that. And the First Minister has described the perpetrators of that as deranged. And I think one has to agree. But if you keep an eye on newspaper comment columns over the next few days, you will find, just as there were last time there was trouble in Gaza, comments like this. The Jews are not fit to breathe our air. The Zionist nose print is on every atrocity that happens worldwide.
Which newspapers are you reading that from?
I'm reading that from The Scotsman in March 2008.
And these are presumably quotes from critics. It's not newspapers. It's not them taking a particular line or anything. These are quoting people who are angry about the situation.
Well, they're not quoting people. They are the people themselves. But the interesting thing is that they're expressing anger at Jews. They're not expressing anger at Israelis. And that, frankly, is something that nobody else has to put up with.
After 9/11. Muslims here in Britain had a bit of a rough time, didn't they? They were the focus of anger. I suppose it's almost inevitable. Not saying it's acceptable, but it's almost inevitable, isn't it? That, you know, if you see action on the international stage, people tend to personalise it, don't they?
I think that's absolutely right. And yes, you're right about Muslims in the UK. But the interesting thing after 9/11 was that it wasn't just Muslims in the UK. It was also Sikhs in the UK and, believe it or not, Jews in the UK. I think what actually happens is that the personalization is not just against a group, which is just classic stereotyping, what one member of a group does, the entire group is blamed for, but in fact is directed against the other, whoever the other might be. And that means whoever dresses differently, whoever speaks differently, whoever has different beliefs and maybe religious practices. I mean, for example, there was a demonstration yesterday in Glasgow, and a young Jewish teenager I know walked across George Square, and people were turning around and saying, look, there's a Jew.
Where's that coming from? Which parts of Scottish society do you think that anti-Semitic abuse is coming from?
I can't say. What I do know is that people...
Well, you must surely hear from people who've been the focus of abuse. They must be able to say who's abusing them.
Yes, and they're abused. I don't want to get involved in the same kind of stereotyping that I'm complaining about. Individuals abuse them. And those individuals may have all kinds of backgrounds, and many of them are what I suppose might be called Indigenous Scots. There was somebody who was convicted last year at Kilmarnock Sheriff Court of anti-Semitic graffiti somewhere down the Ayrshire coast, whose mitigation was that he was angry with Ariel Sharon. But the abuse was anti-Semitic, just like those websites I've just quoted.
How many Jews here in Scotland now think that Israel is now a sort of regional bully boy?
I couldn't possibly say, because I've not conducted any kind of opinion
poll.
Is it quite
a number?
What I can tell you is that opinion is very diverse. There are people, and there have always been people in Glasgow and in Scotland, who have taken a wide range of views, ranging probably from the far left to the far right, in terms of Middle East politics and so forth. But, I mean, one point I would like to finish with
is... Very briefly, if you will.
Yes. Very importantly, that if you're in favour of peace, you're in favour of two states, and that means being just as pro-Palestinian as being pro-Israeli.
Mm-hmm. Better leave it there. Ephraim Borofsky, thank you very much indeed for your time now. 7:46.